A new documentary at the Tallgrass Film Festival resonates deeply with executive director Sierra Franklin Morton. The film Seeds shines a light on black farmers, their struggles and legacy. It's personal for Franklin Morton, whose family owns farms in Kansas and Oklahoma. Carla Echo spoke with her for this month's In the Mix.
Sierra Franklin Morton was mesmerized when she first saw the cover image of the film showing a black farmer with a very young family member.
That immediately made me think of, you know, most people said their grandpa, but for me, that was my papa. That was my papa, and he always called me Big Girl. That was my nickname for my grandpa all the time because I grew up and I was, you know, more rough and tumble than the other kids. And just seeing that made me think of, like, oh my gosh, my grandpa. And, like, my grandpa, you know, he lived in Wichita, but also he lived in Old Muggy, Oklahoma as well.
Farming in both places.
My grandpa was an excellent grower. He loved growing his, like, melons and just, and they were the best watermelons and cantaloupes ever.
Franklin says farming was a way of life.
That was something that was kind of very normalized to me. And then even here, when my grandpa wasn't here, he had a hog pen that was a little bit outside of Park City where my dad would have to go on like Saturday mornings and go and do the feed and do everything.
Do everything. Like the black farmers in Seeds.
So the whole movie, I sat there and just kind of held my grandpa in my heart and kind of thought, like, how would he feel if he experienced this movie? Are these common archetypes of people that he knew or people that he would traverse with when he was, you know, going to buy the feed for, you know, the livestock he had? They're going to buy seeds.
We save seed corn.
You have to, black farmers do.
They have to save our seed because of us not getting any funding, any money at the farm where we can't go buy seed. This is what we save. Now, this brand you can save. But the Roundup Ready, you can't save everybody their seed every year.
He was saying he doesn't have the luxury to go to the seed store because it's $400 a bag. And it just makes me kind of think of, like, we have that innate sense that we always have to make sure that we have something kind of in reserve or in stock for us, or we got to find a way to make it stretch to work for the best that we can. And that hit me a lot.
This is what we have to do. But it's not... It's good because this is the old-fashioned corn. The health for the body, the healing of the body is bred into this.
Seeds won a top Grand Jury prize at the Sundance Film Festival and continues to rack up awards. Franklin says it's a powerful documentary to bring to the Tallgrass Film Festival, examining the joys and struggles of black farmers.
We're in danger of losing these unique stories. And one thing that kind of touched my heart this year is I wanted to make sure that we have a festival that's very inclusive, that shows these very diverse stories, because I don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 months. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 24 hours. But if what we could do for this year is find a way to showcase these stories, I think that's a powerful thing for us to do.
For The Range, I'm Carla Echols.
The Tallgrass Film Festival opens Thursday.